Title: The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, Congress Finally Takes Action. Content: Today, in a rare demonstration of bipartisanship, the U.S. Senate passed the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, the YI Act, the text of which was a compromise between Senator Marco Rubio, Republican Florida, and Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat Massachusetts, which had already passed the House on Tuesday of this week. Over the years, including most recently in February 2021, see our post here, we've seen different attempts from both chambers to pass legislation prohibiting the imports of goods from Xinjiang or the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, XUR, a region in China where, per the U.S. Department of Labor and Media reporting, the Chinese government has detained and persecuted more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. President Biden has signaled that he will sign this bill into law. Background: In addition to numerous proposals to pass legislation from Congress, the executive branch, i.e., CBP, has tried to address the issue of imports coming into the United States made from forced labor. Since 2019, we've seen a number of withhold release orders, WROs, issued against different XUAR-related products and companies. We have also seen greater scrutiny on imports coming from, or connected to, the XUR. The act that passed today and WROs share one important element: they both presume that the imported product was made by forced labor, unless the importer can rebut that presumption. The difference, however, is that WROs are typically against a product and company, though we have seen broader WROs, e.g., cotton and tomatoes coming from the region, whereas the act, which will soon become law, will essentially prohibit importers from importing all products from the region unless the importer can meet certain conditions. Key aspects of the bill: emphasis on third countries. The act in different areas contemplates the possibility of companies using third country supply chains as a way to bypass/circumvent the ban on imports from XUR. We should expect regulations and guidance documents addressing this point. List designation of products and entities. The act requires the creation of several lists, including 1. A list of entities in the XUR that mine produce, or manufacture wholly or in part any goods, wares, articles and merchandise with forced labor. 2. A list of entities working with the government of the XUR to recruit, transport, transfer, harbor or receive forced labor. 3. A list of products mined, produced, or manufactured wholly or in part by the entities listed. 4. A list of entities that exported products mined, produced, or manufactured wholly or in part by the entities listed. 5. A list of facilities and entities, including the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, XPCC, that source material from the XUAR or XPCC for purposes of any other government labor scheme that uses forced labor. 6. A list of high-priority sectors for enforcement, which shall include cotton, tomatoes, and polysilicon, which already has been subject to enforcement, and 7. An enforcement plan for each entity, which may include issuing WROs, and an enforcement plan for each high-priority sector. Importer guidance, finally. What importers have been asking for these past 2 years or so of uncertainty should finally materialize. The Act calls for the creation of guidance addressing the following: 1. Due diligence, supply chain tracing, and supply chain management for compliance with forced labor due diligence obligations. 2. The type of evidence that demonstrates that a good was not made in the XUR. And 3. The type of evidence that demonstrates that the good was not made from forced labor. The importer guidance will be key for importers rebutting the presumption that a good was made by forced labor, described below. This importer guidance, either in the form of regulations or official CBP guidance documents, will be issued within 180 days after the Act is signed into law. Rebuttable presumption. Although the Act presumes that any good manufactured in whole or in part in the XUAR or any entity designated is made from forced labor, this presumption may be rebutted if the U.S. importer has 1. Complied with importer guidance and 2. Completely and substantively responded to all inquiries for information. Although this presumption has existed in previous pieces of legislation, what's different here is that a U.S. importer will have